The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One evening, about 10 years ago, I was sitting in my living room, shuffling maps and imagining possibilities for a year's worth of travel, when one of my daydreams ran straight through to the moment where I'd return to this very place, a changed person. I looked at my surroundings. Stuff. A house full of it. Worn out stuff. The remnants of a flown family. I would forget all this stuff while I was gone, and as I imagined it greeting me on my return, I felt like I weighed 600 pounds. So I gave away all my stuff, everything but my bed and a stash that fit under it. Getting it all gone was harder than just having a wish and some resolve. I told all my friends to come haul away whatever they wanted. A lot of them showed up to help me reactivate my attachments. You don't want to give away this basket. You can keep towels in it. You always need towels. Or they'd ask me which things I wanted them to have. Or say, just remember I have this table in case you ever want it back. That was lesson number one. People are attached to you being attached to your stuff. It's also physically hard to get rid of your stuff. You have to pick it up, load it, take it somewhere. I also think every object contains a little ghost born of your history with it, and every time you touch it, the little ghost escapes for a flight around the room. Jostle all your stuff, and the air is thick with ghosts, crashing into one another, comparing details, and pestering you to sit down and reminisce. Whole afternoons can disappear. You have to persevere. My house was so beautiful when it was empty. I wish I could say it stayed that way. Oh, do I wish. I came home from traveling knowing I wanted to be here, to live here. I missed my garden and my roots. The renters left behind a table and a couch. I replaced my stockpile of food. You really do need boots and winter clothes, garden tools, a chair, books, fleece, yarn and fiber, houseplants, bedding. That's been lesson number two. Stuff abhors a vacuum. You let one thing in, and there's a whole flood behind it. I want that empty house back. That's the spring project. We just had another dump of snow, so it's likely to be another month before I can drive a vehicle up here and start hauling stuff away. But I've set up the staging area, and things are migrating there. Salvation Army, used bookstore, landfill, bonfire. Do you know what the Lone Ranger said to Tonto when they were jouncing down the road with a pickup load of useless stuff? Da-da-dump, 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 thump, thump, da-da-dump, 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 thump, thump. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.